Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason. Wells Guthrie producing the show. We hope everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. This 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Chattanooga Trailer and Rental, which has more truck beds than ever. They are one of the largest truck bed and trailer dealers in the entire Southeast. Utility and lowboy trailers, both new and used, in great conditions, in great condition for great prices. SureTrack, Northstar, Eager Beaver, Jet, Load Trail, and many more. And they specialize in service, parts, and preventative maintenance after the sale. Since 1974, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has been taking care of their customers like family. For more information, see ChattanoogaTrailer.com. Well, the big news on the local front in the sporting world, the Chattanooga FC leaving the National Premier Soccer League after 11 seasons to join the National Independent Soccer Association, where they will begin play very soon, as in spring of 2020 soon. And joining us now, he's great to join us in studio, Chattanooga FC Chairman Tim Kelly. Tim, thank you so much. Obviously, we had Sheldon Grizzle on just like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I know it's been it's always something where you have to be proactive when you deal with soccer, given the structure in this country. Obviously, you felt the time was right for a change.
Yeah, we did, and it's not really a new thing or a sudden thing. It's worth noting we were one of the first teams in the room when the whole NISA concept started back in 2017. And, you know, we don't have enough time for the winding road story, but long short of it is we've known for quite some time we were going to move up. The question is how and with whom. And so we wound up back where we started, really.
All right. And of course, you're one that's good with radio and good with the Times Free Press, because you're never one to really bite your tongue.
Good is a subjective term, depending on who you're asked.
You have been one that has been outspoken about you never felt like Chattanooga FC was right for the USL model.
That's right.
Why do you feel like the NISA, NISA is a better fit for CFC?
Well, NISA has very explicitly said that their model is one that we espoused back at the Summit for American Soccer we did back here in March of 2018, which is club over league. The clubs are the primary units, not the league. And that is, you know, that is unusual in the American sports pantheon. But it's the way the rest of the world does soccer, and we like it better. And it's not a franchise, so you're not buying a franchise agreement. The clubs own a pro rata share of the league, and it's, you know, the league is run by the clubs for the clubs.
This will be, and this is where you have to just treat us like a bunch of second graders as far as our knowledge, because we were talking earlier in the show, if you're a baseball fan, you know that the Chattanooga Lookouts are a Double-A team,
right?
And they're in the Southern League. There's also an Eastern League where the Yankees and Red Sox have affiliates. There's also a Texas League. Those are the three leagues in Double-A ball. When I read Patrick McCoon's article on TimesFreePress.com, he talked about this is going to be the same level. I guess Chattanooga FC and the Chattanooga Red Wolves will now be playing on the same level. Is that correct?
Yes. So American professional soccer, because it doesn't enjoy an antitrust exemption, is a little bit of a Wild West show. But to be sanctioned as a U.S. professional league, you have to meet certain standards. The fact of the matter is, though, the tiers in the professional league standard system are really just based on market size, the net worth of the principal owner, some things that are meant, I think, to indicate kind of general proxies for stability, but it's mainly market size, right? So the difference between an MLS team and in Division One and the Red Wolves or Chattanooga FC or Tormenta in Division Three or any of the other NISA teams is mainly market size. But there's nothing that says if the league doesn't have salary caps that we couldn't have. Again, Miami FC has got a who we lost to in the run up of the NPSL finals has got a professional payroll that would rival maybe some smaller MLS clubs. So I mean, it's less meaningful than let's say single A, double A, or triple A baseball. I guess the distinction is professional versus non-professional, and even that one is a little bit dicey. And again, we probably don't have time for it. So we will be at a Division III pro team. So we're looking very forward to it.
That voice you hear is Tim Kelly, the chairman of the Chattanooga FC, who is nice enough to join us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, Tim, the move up, obvious, was, I know you guys have had this hatching and trying to figure out ways to make your product better. It also has become more magnified because the Red Wolves are in town. Your move up to an equal layer, an equal footing, does that change your position? Do you think two professional soccer teams can coexist in Chattanooga, or is this still a battle to figure out who is Chattanooga's professional soccer team?
That's a great point. You know, the professional label really isn't not so much to us about becoming professional, because the quality of the team,
right,
based on you know, who comes to play for us and how they're compensated, isn't that different fundamentally. So there's not this huge distinction. I mean, we didn't play them this year, and we may play them next year in the U.S. Open Cup. But it's there's not this, you know, I think the misconception is there's some big jump that's going to happen now that we join this league. This league's attractive to us because of the platform and because of the other teams in the league. I think that's the main reason for the move. So, you know, we're focused on prosecuting our game plan and our business model. And, you know, if they go to East Ridge and do their thing, good for them, you know. So we'll see. We'll let the market decide, as Alexi Lalas likes to say.
Right. But in that regard, has your surveying, has your knowledge, because you know this way better than we do, do you think there are enough soccer fans to support two teams in this town?
Based on straight up, you know, economics, ticket sales, and sponsorship, no, I do not.
Okay.
But again, as long as somebody's willing to keep shoveling in cash, they could, in theory, coexist for as long as the money lasts. So, but in the long term, of course, in the long term, we're all dead. But in the long term, that's the famous quote by Keynes, the economist. But no, I mean, look, if you look at it on paper, is a market of 500,000 people big enough for two pro soccer teams? No, it is not.
And I commend you guys for always, always, always thinking about the fans and doing a whole lot of things in a proprietary way that we always want our sports teams to think about and to obligate. So in that regard, yep, I appreciate your business model, and I appreciate your honesty.
You're welcome.
I wish y'all nothing but the best of luck. I don't know how long, I mean, are y'all forever married to Finley, or do you see a time and place where you're going to go branch off and have your own fort?
We love Finley, right? And we get along great with UTC, and we don't see any reason on earth to move. A lot of that, I mean, look, the reason people build their own facilities is because they have control over concessions and so on.
Right.
And so, you know, Finley has an operating overhead they've got to cover, and then some, right, to be able to make future improvements. And I get that. I'm on the board of Finley, so I have to be careful to separate the milk and the eggs. But on the other hand, you know, again, there is a compelling reason why that happened. So we have a great relationship with Finley now. We're in a much better spot. And as long as we can make our business model work at Finley, we would never leave Finley.
You're listening to Tim Kelly, the chairman of the Chattanooga FC. Tim, we talked about this earlier. Want to get your take on this. Atlanta United has been an unbelievable success story in the MLS.
Yes,
still raking in 70,000 on a given day. They're the reigning champions. I actually covered the friendly, their very first one at Finley, and of course it was a great crowd there against the Chattanooga FC. Has Atlanta United helped or hurt your product?
You know, I don't think it's hurt. I think it's grown them. I mean, I was talking to a couple of guys that run NPSL teams in Atlanta, and I asked them the same question. You know, much, much higher stakes deal down there, and they think it's helped because it's grown the market for soccer generally. I mean, there was a school of thought. The reason that Darren Eales and those guys came up here and spent some time before they started Atlanta United is because there was a lot of hand-wringing and concern that a professional soccer team would not make it in Atlanta, because Atlanta had not demonstrated, it was no indication that they could. And at that time, we were really the only, you know, existing example of a moderately successful team in the Southeast. And so, you know, that's why they played their first game here. They came up here and we talked about what made us successful and so on and so forth. And clearly they hit it out of the park. I mean, they've done a fantastic job. I mean, a fantastic job. I exceeded anybody's estimation. But that whole, you know, their ability to just draw in people who were not soccer fans, I think, has created a rising tide that has just that has benefited everybody in the region.
When I read Patrick McCoon's story, I thought it was interesting that the team that jumped out in this NISA is Detroit City.
Yeah.
And it seems like y'all must do a lot of stuff in tandem, which seems unique that you've got this relationship of a Chattanooga team and a Detroit team.
Yeah.
But like, I know, don't y'all play back to back? It seems like every March or April,
car builders,
down here,
David,
up there.
Car builders.
And I mean, the fact y'all are doing this together, y'all are in the,
absolutely,
aren't y'all in the members together?
We are. Yeah. I mean, look, Sean Mann, who's their principal, and I have gotten very close. Philosophically, you couldn't put a playing card between us. The fact of the matter is, the idea for Detroit City came from a visit that Sean Mann made down here to visit Josh McManus, who some people may know, was and Helen Johnson, who now lives in Detroit, to do some work to create here. And he saw a little book on Chattanooga FC and went back and said, we got to do this in Detroit. And that's where Detroit City came from, which I like to remind them every now and then. But we're great, you know, we'll be frenemies this weekend because I'm going up there for the game Saturday and we play them. But, you know, we are culturally, we're very much on the same page. We share and we kind of have a death pact, like where they go, we go. And that's how this whole thing kind of came about with NISA.
Now, if you do run for mayor, are you going to still come on our show?
Well, of course. I'm an open book, and that will never change, David. You know me. We've known each other a long time, my friend. That will never, ever change.
David was wanting to introduce you as future mayor of Chattanooga.
I don't know about all that. That's what we shall see. That remains to be seen.
All right. We know now that you're in a new league and that it starts in 2020. What is going to be the key to building the Mo? You did this unbelievable fun. I can't tell you how many times I drive around and see the sign in the yard. I'm a CFC owner. That was an amazing hit that y'all did, amazing run that y'all did. What is the biggest key now building up that financial stability to take the challenge on that you're taking?
So you're talking about Detroit. I mean, in larger markets, it's a much bigger deal, but it'll be a big deal here too. I mean, we suffer from, you know, what's known in the world of cognitive bias as the corridor effect, and that we do this every day. And in the world of soccer, as I was telling Jay, you know, there's not a big difference to us between pro and non-pro. We just do our thing. But I think to sponsors and advertisers, it does matter. It matters a lot. Like being able to say, yeah, you know, we're pro. You're going to get phone calls returned that you wouldn't otherwise. So we should be able to leverage into more and better sponsorship. We'll be able to offer sponsors national exposure, both either on a streaming or a broadcast deal that the league's working on. So it will be the next level, you know, to that extent. So that's going to be important. And then, you know, from the supporter owner standpoint, we're having our election for the board seat that will, the supporter shareholder that will come on our board. That election ends next week, and all the owner stuff is kind of going out, and we hope to leverage that into deeper engagement and, you know, more season ticket sales and more market awareness.
Well, as someone who's got three kids, and my youngest is in fourth grade, and yesterday he went to a soccer skills clinic that CFC helped with. CFC is like sponsoring the shirts and doing all sorts of stuff for this league that he's in. He's in this fourth through sixth grade league. So you guys, it's no secret, y'all have been active in the community for years and years. This is an unbelievable success story that a dozen years ago didn't exist. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about 18,000 have attended a game before. So congratulations on this next step. I know it was a quick off-the-cuff invite earlier today, and thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Tim Kelly, the chairman of the Chattanooga FC, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We may have time to sneak in one more call, and then we got to wrap this booger up with the closing full-court press. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.